Hey. Whoa, sorry. Didn't mean to scare you. Oh, right, library. My bad. Sorry, I'm late. I almost ran into a girl I went out with last semester by the elevator, so I had to haul ass all the way back up the stairwell. God, did we really have to meet on the top floor? It is pretty dead up here. Makes it easier to focus, I guess. Nothing but rotting books and dust bunnies to keep us company. Yeah, sorry. I'm not too big on reading. I really only took this class because my roommate took it last semester, and he said it was easy. He didn't tell me how fucking boring it would be, though, and that I'd have to live read a whole fucking poem to the class for the final project. Shit. God, this whole class is basically just Shakespeare and Edgar Allan Poe and some other pretentious white dudes whose names I can't remember. The lectures are dry as hell, and the TA is no fucking help at all. It's the same old boring rhythms about the sun and birds and death or whatever. Okay, I'll admit, I haven't actually read that many poems outside of class. Last time I read a poetry book for fun was, like, the third grade. And it was probably Dr. Seuss. You really seem to be into this, though, huh? I mean, you always have, like, 2 full pages of notes after every lecture. And you're always one of the first people to raise your hand when the professor asks for a volunteer to read for the class. Honestly, I'm actually kind of jealous of you. I wish I was smart enough to understand all of it like you do. Maybe then I'd get all the hype around this stuff. Well, after we finish the essay, maybe you could help me out with the live reading part. An essay I can bullshit, but I can't really do a whole performance. Yeah, well, it's probably easy for you, because you actually enjoy reading. I know what the professor said. I get that I'm supposed to mean what I'm reading. But I don't know. I'm not good enough to fake like I actually know or feel what the hell I'm saying. You want to hear me demonstrate? I thought we were just working on the essay part right now. Really? Okay, fine. Which poem are we assigned again? Oh, more Shakespeare. Great. Sonnet 18. Okay. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and temperate. Oh, hey, stop fucking laughing at me. Oh my God, you are such a fucking asshole. Okay, fine. Fine. Why don't you show me then? Not some easy shit for you like Shakespeare. You seemed really invested in that one book you were reading before. Why don't you read me something from that? Yeah, that book you slammed shut as soon as I walked up. Did you think I didn't notice? Oh, what happened to all that confidence, huh? Let me see this. Relax. I'm just looking. Ah, I remember seeing this book before. You'd always walk into class with your whole nose in it. The pages are all bent and shit. You must have torn through this thing. There weren't this many post-it notes in it at the beginning of the semester either. Are all these little bookmarks your favorites? Most of these are only like 4 lines. Thought you'd be more into the longer Wordsworth type shit. Okay, let's see. Curious girl. She was a curious girl who loved the smell of old books, chasing butterflies, and touching herself under the covers. So, that's why you closed it when I showed up. No way is the whole fucking book like this. Encore. I love to watch you touch yourself on rainy afternoons. The wandering hands, the soft little moans, hips twitching, wet fingers fucking. A solo show performed for one. Holy shit. You were actually reading this in between classes? No, I'm not judging, I promise. I didn't think you'd be into this kind of stuff. Oh, look at you. Your face is all flushed. I mean, you were the one bold enough to walk into class every day with a sex book in your hands. This one you bookmarked, I'm guessing it's because you want someone to do this to you. Is that right? This is what you do in between classes. Read all these dirty little poems and fantasize about it being you. It's okay if you do. No? I don't know. There's a lot of evidence here that says otherwise, sweetheart. Now that I think about it, you're usually pretty talkative in class, except for when I'm talking to you. You get all shy. Your face gets all hot. You start squirming in your seat. You know, you could have grabbed this book out of my hands anytime you wanted. But maybe you wanted to hear me read this to you. Maybe you've been thinking about hearing these dirty words in my voice this whole time. Don't think so. Why don't we test this little theory then? Ah, this looks like a good one. You even put a heart on the post-it note here. Yes, I dream of many things, she said, and the thought of your hand between my legs is just one of them. Now shut up and kiss me. Oh, don't get shy now. You do look cute when you're flustered, though. Fuck. Look at you rubbing your thighs together. I can just imagine you reading this in bed at night, letting one hand drift off the page, down your body, and playing with yourself. Getting so excited over these little poems, with no one there to fulfill your filthy little fantasies. So is that what you want? You want to feel someone else's hand between your legs? Good thing we've got the whole floor to ourselves then, huh? Come here. Open your legs for me. That's it. Lucky you're wearing a skirt. You like that? My fingers just brushing along your thighs. You're so soft, baby. Oh, God. I love all those little sounds you're making. You're so fucking... keep your legs open, or this stops. There's a good girl. Fuck, your panties are damp already. Is it okay if I pull them to the side a little? Yeah. Perfect. You're so good for me. Oh, yeah. You like that, huh? Oh, oh, yeah, I can tell. Is this what you've been dreaming about, sweet girl? Someone to play with your pretty little pussy, just like in your little book of poems. You want a finger inside? Why don't you ask nicely, baby? Come on. Say please. Good girl. Oh, goddamn. You're so fucking wet already. You're soaking my hand. Oh, you're gonna make a mess on this desk chair. Oh, you sound so fucking good. I love how you whimper for me. Not so loud, remember? Oh, you just can't help it, can you? Can't help but cry out when I tease you and play with your clit. You gotta keep your voice down, sweetheart. Someone could come out of the lift any time and we wouldn't be alone anymore. But maybe you like that, huh? You like that risk. That thrill from getting caught like this. My hand between your legs, whispering in your ear. Filthy girl. What if I put two fingers inside? Would that make it harder for you? I love how tight you feel. Oh, are you biting your lip to hold back your moans? You're fucking adorable. Maybe I can help quiet you down. I love it when you do that. Fuck, you're so tight. I can feel you clenching down on my fingers. Are you close, pretty girl? You wanna come? Oh, yeah. No. No, not yet. Oh, look at you, all pouty. I know how badly you wanna come, baby. You must feel so empty without someone filling your cunt. I'm gonna give you a choice. I can stop teasing you, and you can come on my fingers. Or I can bend you over the table and make you come all over my cock. You decide, princess. Good choice. Bend over the table. Stick your ass out for me. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Just like that. Fuck. You look so good like this. You feel that? You like the tip of my cock rubbing against your pussy? God, you feel so fucking good already. Hold still for me. I'll be gentle. Oh, holy shit, you're tight. Huh. You feel fucking amazing. Oh, you sound so pretty when you ask for my cock, baby. You want me to move? Fuck you just like how it's written in your favorite book. But first, Weren't you supposed to demonstrate how to properly read a poem for me? You didn't think I forgot, did you? I want to hear you read your favorite dirty poem while I fuck you. Oh, and try to keep your voice steady. Don't want anyone thinking we're not being good students in the library, do we? Pick your favorite one, sweetheart. Read me your favorite poem. Bittersweet Love sounds like a good choice. Go ahead. Start reading. Fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. Holy fucking shit. Don't move, baby. Just keep reading. Let me hear you. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Good girl. No. I didn't say you could stop reading. Keep going. Oh, look at you, baby. Your knees are all wobbly. I bet it's so hard to focus on the page when you have my cock deep inside you. If you stop reading, I stop fucking you. You don't want that, do you, pretty girl? I didn't think so. So come on, read it again. Read it like you mean it. Oh, you sound so good reading for me, sweetheart. You're doing so well for me. I want to hear you. I want you to finish the poem, and then I'll let you come. Oh, yeah. I love hearing you struggle to read it. Oh, did you lose your place? You're gonna have to start from the top, then. Here. Why don't we read it together? That sound good? That's my girl. Let's start from the top. To slap you is to touch you. Scream for mercy. Beg for more. To bite you is to kiss you. Tied and tethered on the floor. To loathe you. Is to love you, pretty princess, dirty whore. Fuck, you tightened up real nice on those last two lines. Is this what you want? You want to be fucked like a dirty whore, hard and rough, yeah? I'll make you scream for me another time, baby. But right now, I'm gonna keep my hand over your mouth, and you're gonna come all over my cock. Yeah, that's it, sweetheart. I can feel how close you are. I want you to come nice and pretty for me. Oh, yeah, that's it. I can feel you. Oh, I can feel you tingling. Oh, God, you feel so fucking incredible coming on my cock. I can feel it running down my thighs. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Where do you want my cum, sweet girl? In your mouth. Fucking perfect. I'm gonna pull out, and I'm gonna fill your throat with my cum. Ah, on your knees. Open those pretty lips for me, sweetheart. Wider. Yeah, that's right. Just be a good girl and stay still for me. You're gonna take my cum in your mouth and swallow it all the way down. Aren't you, pretty girl? Yeah, you are. Holy shit, are you actually gonna... Oh. You're something else, huh? I didn't know poetry and literature nerds were this fucking kinky. Okay. Sorry for calling you a nerd. Here, take my hand. Let's get you off your knees. Come here. So, I'm guessing you were into that just as much as I was, right? Good. I was fucking hoping you were. Oh, fuck. I got a little on your cheek here. Come on. I'll clean you up in the bathroom. Then maybe we can head to my place and try to get actual work on the project done. But, bring that book with you in case we need a little study break. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I might actually be into poetry now.